Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. It's a lovely Monday morning, and I can't think of any other way of spending a good conversation than with Andy Furneaux and also Rosie Wren from St Francis Hospice. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I know, Andy, you wanted to come on this morning and talk about your Go Orange appeal. Is that right?
Well, I did indeed, sir. Thank you very much for that. So what we're trying to do is really raise awareness and raise vital funds for the hospice. The idea behind the Go Orange campaign is we've set a single date, but that's not necessary whatsoever. We're at the hospice on Friday the 2nd of July. We're going to Go Orange, but we're encouraging all of our communities, including all of the people in Brentwood, to fundraise your way. Find something that you can go orange with that will raise money for the hospice.
So it could be anything, like just wearing orange socks, for example, or orange pants.
Do you know what, Mike? I'd love to see you in orange pants and socks. That would be lovely. And if you can set up a Just Giving page for all of your friends and family to support you in wearing your orange pants and socks, that would be the idea.
I'd be very colour-coded, wouldn't I? Can you imagine?
It's a fantastic colour, Mike, and it's something we want to see across the communities. We want to see the hospice very visual. But more importantly, we want people finding things to do that are a lot of fun, but raising vital funds.
And you do need some funds. Correct me if I'm wrong, is it about 11 million each year you need now, Andy?
Yeah, something like that, Mike. It's ever increasing because the demands on our services grow greater every year, and we're receiving around about 23% funding. So if you flip that, that's a lot of voluntary income we've got to raise.
Now, no, St Francis Hospice are one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM, which is why we want to give you as much airtime as possible, because we need to get the word out there, especially after lockdown. I mean, we're edging closer to not being in any sort of lockdown or restrictions at all. And it must have been really, really difficult for you to earn any money at all, because everything had to go online, didn't it?
Absolutely. And I think this is where what Rose is going to say after me is extremely vital, because anything that we had prepared or arranged was kind of cancelled, postponed, rescheduled, and again and again. And it got to the point where most fundraising activity came to a halt. And more importantly, mass participation events was something that just couldn't happen. But we are seeing that change. And this is why I'm really, really glad that my colleague Rosie can come along and talk about what we've got planned moving forward.
So, Rosie, you've got a list of upcoming events that we may be able to take part in. Is that right?
Yes, we have. We're really excited now that things can start to get up and going again. And we're really excited to be able to invite people to come along and take part in one of the challenges or one of the events that we've got coming up. We hope that there should be something there to suit any sort of fitness level or sort of all different abilities and all different interests. So there's a few different things that we're trying to encourage people to get involved with really at the moment. We've got a Yorkshire Three Peaks challenge, which is on the 14th of August, where we are encouraging people to take on the three largest peaks of Yorkshire
in a single day. In one day, yeah.
I think it's just over 24 miles, and it's around 5,000 feet of ascent. So it's a real challenge, but it's one that for anyone who's got involved with walking over lockdown, who's been taking part in sort of going for long walks and enjoying the countryside, it's something that really pulls that together. And it's a great sort of a great opportunity to do something that people have been really enjoying over the past few months, but also raise some really vital funds for the hospice.
Fantastic exercise, and the views must be gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal views when you're at the top. It's a fantastic experience for people to take on, and a real bucket list item, really, I guess. We've also got a skydive that we're encouraging people to sign up for. So if people are looking for something a bit more adrenaline fueled, we've got a skydive on the 19th of September. So that is at the North London Skydive Centre. So again, anyone who's sort of ever thought, I really want to do a skydive one day and I want to be able to tick that off the bucket list, then that's another really great one that we're hoping people will get involved with. It's a tandem, so you've got an instructor with you. They do all of the hard work, they do all of the parachute and everything. You just get to enjoy it, really.
I would love to be able to go and do a skydive, but I know for a fact I would get up there and I go, you ain't getting me out that door, mate. I don't care if I am strapped to you. I am not going out that door.
Even if you were raising funds for the hospice?
I'd give you the money out of my own pocket, as a...
I guess that the last big one that we're really excited about is our Mission Mud event. So Mission Mud was the last event that we held in person before we went into lockdown. We had it in March of last year. And it's going to be the first event that we're going to be holding in person as we're returning, which is really, really exciting. And I think there's some real sort of, it's quite poetic, I guess, that it was the last event and it's going to be the first one back. So that is going to be on the 10th of October. It's a 5K run where people can get really muddy and go over obstacles, team building exercise, I guess.
So now I know this takes part, I've seen the area it takes part in. It's opposite the Kelvedon Hatch, what's the name, isn't it?
Bunker. I think it's called Nuclear Races.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's over there. And that is a very muddy field.
I mean, they've got all these big obstacles that you've got to climb over. They've got lakes that you have to either zip line across or pull yourself through. So it's a challenge, but it's a really, really fun one. It's great for sort of groups of friends to do together. It's going to be our first sort of in-person event. So we're really excited that that's coming back.
So Andy, is the Go Orange Appeal and the upcoming events all on the website?
Oh, it most definitely is, Mike. www.sfh.org.uk. All of the information is on there about Going Orange. And I think, you know, of course, of what Rosie's saying is, she's talking about mass participation events, and with the Go Orange campaign, that can be individuals, that can be groups, it can be small to medium-sized businesses. Anybody can get involved, Mike. I mean, from as little as doing your own bake sale, but also in relation to what Rosie's saying, if for argument's sake you're a runner and you haven't booked your place for the Havering Half Marathon, which is the 12th of September, you could do that as part of your Go Orange.
Yeah, you
campaign,
could. That's a good
that
point.
Sense.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rosie,
or anyone that's got a place in the virtual London Marathon and they're wanting to fundraise, then come and have a chat with us.
Well, fingers crossed we can get some more events like this going, because we used to have about a dozen events a year with you, and because of the lockdown that's obviously diminished. Fingers crossed this is the start of something really, really big, and you'll get loads and loads of money in. Guys, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mike. And as always, a huge thanks to Phoenix FM for all the support that you give St Francis Hospice. We truly appreciate it.